For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. More than 12,000 acres of land between Two Harbors and Ely are now open to public access. Minnesota Public Radio reports the nonprofit Nature Conservancy bought the land from a private, non-local company, but wouldn't share more details. The land includes more than 8 miles of shoreline, including part of the Rainy River watershed headwaters. There's also several thousand acres that were burned in the 2021 Greenwood Fire. The Nature Conservancy has already planted hundreds of thousands of trees in the burn area and plans to plant more. Restoration is a big part of the nonprofit's work. It says it will manage the forest and peatlands to maximize their health and wildlife habitat, demonstrate climate-smart forestry, and reduce fire risk. Anglers may soon be able to fish for bass year-round. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is undergoing expedited rulemaking to change the current closed-season periods to open, catch, and release. The legislature added largemouth and smallmouth bass to the list of species with a continuous season earlier this year. The measure had bipartisan support. The DNR says bass are doing well, and the year-round season will provide more angling experience with no biological risk. Comments on the proposed rule change can be submitted until 4:30 p.m. Thursday. Visit KAXE.org for more details on how to comment. 10 northern Minnesota communities will get hundreds of thousands of dollars for housing, public infrastructure, and commercial rehabilitation projects. They're part of $21 million in grants announced by the Department of Employment and Economic Development for small, greater Minnesota communities. Funding comes from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Brainerd and Hackensack will each get $600,000 for streetscape improvements. Lake of the Woods County will rehab 20 owner-occupied homes, and Lancaster will rehab 10 multifamily units. Other projects selected include the Erskine Water Tower, Sabika Wastewater Treatment Plant, and water distribution lines in Hendrum and Kennedy. Minnesota's green jobs sector is roaring, just as the weight of federal changes sinks in. Clean Energy Economy Minnesota's new report says 2024 was another banner year, with nearly 64,000 people working in renewable energy fields. The job growth rates for people doing things like installing solar panels was twice that of the state's overall workforce. However, the numbers don't factor in more recent moves by the Trump administration and congressional Republicans to unravel federal incentives. Seems Kathy Leibowitz says given the major policy shift, they can't guarantee some jobs will stick around, although it doesn't mean the wheels are falling off either.
We are not predicting that record-breaking growth in the following year, but we're also not predicting significant reversals.
Leibowitz says Minnesota still has a mandate of 100% clean electricity by 2040, which should keep this workforce busy compared to some other states where project activity might see a steeper decline. GOP leaders say by doing away with federal tax credits, the nation can again look to fossil fuels to meet growing energy demand. But advocates for renewables say they're already a key part of the nation's energy portfolio, and greater reliance on fossil fuels could make utility bills climb higher. Molly Malone works with the global renewable energy developer Invenergy. Malone says for rural economies where full-time work is harder to find, this field is still a good option.
Electricians or mechanics climbing towers or maintaining solar facilities, but also you have manager and administrators. So it's a diverse type of work opportunity.
Regional experts say clean energy jobs affected by eroding federal support are likely to be at smaller companies rather than larger utilities. The SEAM report says a noteworthy example of growth last year was for jobs ensuring renewables are part of the power grid and building facilities that store electricity generated by non-carbon sources. They were up by more than 2.5%. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.